Next case, please.
Just a reminder that case 11617 Tanger Outlet Centers has been withdrawn. So the next application is 11618 Deketra Metos and Victor Metos seek a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Section 115-72C and 115-210A3E of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the south side of Ross Street, approximately 226 feet west of Bridgeville Highway. The 911 address is 201 Ross Street, Seaford. The zoning district is B1. The tax map is District 331, Map 5, Parcel 9. Staff has received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Deketra Matos. I live on 201 Ross Street, Seaford, Delaware.
Victor Matos, 201 Ross Street, Seaford, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi. My name is Deketra Matos, and I'm here to ask the board to grant us a special use exception so that I can reopen my home daycare at our new home that we just bought.
Okay. All right. What will be the hours of the daycare operation?
From 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
That Monday through Friday?
Correct.
Okay. What will be the age of the children that will be there?
I will be taking birth to 12 years old.
Okay. Let me see if there's any other questions from members of the board. We'll start with you, Mr. Rickards. Any further questions?
Yeah, I'm glad to see there's a male involved in this here. I normally see a woman that come up.
No, this
is her.
Is it her? Well, I got a 7-3 job.
Okay, I was going to say,
man, you know, but man. You got out of that one.
You did.
I'm sorry.
We already have 4 kids of our own, so.
So that's, yeah.
I deal with them while she deals with daycare.
Wow.
Well, I imagine you sent us a survey of your ground, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is the first time, first endeavor, is it? Did I miss something there? Or have you had done this before?
Yes. We were renting a home about 2 years ago where I had no problems with zoning. I could just open it there. So I've been doing daycare for 2 years. I didn't have any problems with anything.
Okay. And so now you're going to change operations and
change the address. We just purchased a home in June, so.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And how many people are going to be working with you? Just one and your husband there?
No, I have one other person that will be working with me.
No other questions, Mr.
Warwick?
Have you talked to your neighbors about it? Or have any problems with it or anything?
No, I haven't had any problems with them. We had verbal permission. We didn't get anything in writing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, no other question.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
The question, as you probably heard me say before, is will this use substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
No, it won't.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. F.
No questions.
Sure. How many children are you planning on having there?
12 or less.
12.
Mm-hmm.
And looks to me like you've got a fenced in backyard, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you have ample space for parents to come by and drop off their
correct.
Kids?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And are these, just so I have an idea what the neighborhood is it residential or what's around you?
Just residential, yeah.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further.
I actually have a question. Does the 12 kids include your four, or are they in addition to?
No, I have school age kids, 3 in school, so just my one. So I will have 11 plus my one.
Okay, because it's a home daycare, I believe the maximum number is 6.
Well, I'm putting an application for a level 2. I mean, a large family daycare, which is 12.
Right. The state has different requirements than we do, than the county does as a home daycare. For the county, a home daycare is 6,
mm-hmm.
plus, I believe, the 2 after-school kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the maximum number you'd be able to have.
We've approved many more than that in the past.
Yeah.
Not as a home daycare.
The 12, yeah, mm-hmm. There's 12, large family.
Six is just a home.
Yeah, Ms. Norwood looked at it and said that it's because there's more than six, which is why there's a special use exception.
Okay, right. I just wanted to.
That's right, because there.
Yep.
Okay. Because there's more than.
Okay.
All right. Are there any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant suggests that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. We heard no testimony to the contrary. Make a motion we approve case number 11,618 as proposed.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,618 as proposed. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Wertman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,618 is approved.
Thank you.
Good luck. Keep up the work.